Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. USDA's Risk Management Agency announced yesterday a new area loss plan as a crop insurance option for farmers in the 2014 crop year. RMA stated the new policy option, the Area Risk Protection Insurance, or ARPI, would provide a simpler policy for producers and agents. Under ARPI, producers will be able to choose from one of three area insurance plans: Area Revenue Protection, Area Revenue Protection with the Harvest Price Exclusion, or Area Yield Protection, all under one umbrella policy. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is giving serious consideration to splitting funding for food stamps from core farm programs that need reauthorization in the Farm Bill. The legislation was unexpectedly rejected in a House vote last week. Around 80% of the funding authorized by the Farm Bill goes to food stamp programs, with the rest of the bill detailing federal support for the agricultural sector. Cantor is pushing for a vote by the full House in July after a one-week recess. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,932, down 91 points. The NASDAQ, 3390, down almost 12. And the S&P 500 is 1605, and it is down about 8 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Favorable weather conditions will continue across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next 2 weeks. That's the result of a timely rainfall, favorable soil moisture, and a brief period of cooling that will occur across the region. Now, certainly the cooler weather is not going to be nearly as welcome as having the moisture around, but for a few days it's not going to be a major problem. Degree day accumulations, though, need to be back normal or above normal for a while in order to stimulate faster crop development rates and to assure that we are mature enough in the autumn to avoid any kind of a frost or freeze threat. The forecast here in the near term does provide showers periodically across the Midwest. Most of the precipitation, though, will occur in the eastern areas here over this first several days of the forecast. Portions of Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana will probably have the highest potential for seeing significant amounts of moisture, while the precipitation that occurs in the western Corn Belt from Illinois back into portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota will probably not be very significant. There will be some showers in those areas, but they are certainly not going to happen very often, and a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 0.5 of an inch, will probably occur most often. As we move on into the second half of next week and into the following weekend, there should be an increase in precipitation across portions of the Midwest. We'll likely see that initialize in the western areas and work its way eastward as time moves forward. The majority of the precipitation, though, will be varied. I imagine we'll probably see totals maybe running 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch most often, upwards to 1.5 inches in some spots. This is an event that's still far enough out in the forecast that we don't want to focus in on it too much, but there should be an increase in precipitation during that period of time. There will also be warmer temperatures returning to the Midwest as we move into the second week of the two-week outlook. In fact, we may already see some warming returning to parts of the region a week from now. The high temperatures over these next few days, though, will be definitely cool. We'll look for highs in the 70s most often, a few lower 80s in the southwest, a few upper 60s maybe in the Great Lakes region. Low temperatures at night will be mostly in the 50s. We'll look for a few upper 40s in the far north. There might be a couple of lower 60s in the extreme south as well. As we move into the second half of next week, we'll start warming back up again a little bit with some 70 and lower 80 degree temperatures occurring across many areas. And as we move into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, we should be back where we've been this week with temperatures back into the 80s, perhaps even a few lower 90s in the southwest part of the region. It all comes down to how much rain will fall in the second week of the two-week outlook, though. The more precipitation that's in the pipeline, the slower we will be in warming up. But really, when you step back and look at the big picture, you can't come to any other conclusion other than the fact that the majority of the Midwest will be favorably moist during a big part of the forecast period coming up and may continue to be that way going deeper into the month of July, maybe setting the stage for a good start to pollination. In the meantime, other areas across the U.S. are also expecting to see favorable weather, the Delta, the southeastern states, most of the central and southern plains as well. Up in Canada and parts of the northern U.S. plains, it looks like it's going to get very warm and dry. Temperatures may get into the 80s and 90s all the way up into the Canadian prairies. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat, 685 and a half down one. September, 702 and a quarter up a quarter. July wheat in Chicago, 665 and a quarter up one and three quarters. September, 674 and a half up three quarters. July corn, 666 and a quarter down one. September, 569 down three and a quarter. In December, 533 and a quarter down five and a quarter, now five and a half. July soybeans, 1550 and a half up two. September, 1316 and a quarter down one and a half. November, 1272 and a quarter down three. July soybean meal, 479.40 down 20. July soybean oil is 46.57 up 17. September soybean meals 405.10 down 180. And September soybean oil is 46.06 up 9. June live cattle 120.15 down 100. August feeders 149.55 down 15. And July lean hogs are 102.25 and they're up 27 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Market's doing a whole lot of nothing because we're just waiting time.
Yeah, really low volume overnight, which probably be expected. Just a lot of influences here today. This is one of those days where you're probably going to end things different than where you started them. End of the month, end of the quarter, first notice day, hogs and pigs report, and then the report, of course, at 11 o'clock on the stocks in the acres. So
if you have the best crystal ball in the world, you probably aren't going to be right.
Yeah, something's going to probably be different than what you think. I think out of all that. So, yeah, I think we're just, you know, you're kind of in a position at this point where you kind of got to just look at it and see what the report says and then, you know, adjust your plan after you kind of see, you know, what we're looking at. I think the stocks are the number on the report that's going to be looked at, and probably wheat stocks as well as corn and soybeans. The acres, I think, you know, was as of June 1st, and there have been a lot of decisions changed probably between that point and now.
A lot of people think that either in the report or shortly after the report, USDA will tell us they're going to resurvey at least part of the Corn Belt.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a surprise to me at all. And I think that, you know, we'll go through that process like we have the last or a couple of years ago, I guess we did, where, you know, trying to guess what the prevented plant acres number is and trying to look at the FSA reported numbers and all that and kind of see where we're at. But, I mean, I think everybody expects that the corn acres will be down some on the report from March intentions and bean acres will be up some.
Will USDA do anything with the yield?
Well, I don't think on this report. Will they on the next supply and demand?
Right, in 2 weeks.
I think that they certainly have some. I doubt it, I guess, would be my answer. I think they have some justification, but really when you look at the weather compared to, you know, and the ratings and that, I think it would be hard for them to drop the yield a lot from where they're at.
Given everything we know now, and knowing that USDA in this report, quarterly grain stocks report, has thrown us any number of curveballs in the last year and a half, if there is a volatile action, what commodity would you anticipate it being in and in what direction?
Well, I guess I wish I knew that, but I guess if I were just to put a guess out there. I'd think that the stocks number on corn could be bigger than people thought, you know, and make it a bearish report for the corn stock standpoint. But, you know, I have no way of knowing, and I haven't had a real good record of trying to outguess the stocks numbers in the last several reports. So.
But one way or another, things will be different than they are at the end of this day, yes?
Well, I think everybody will have an idea where our usage is at up to this point and can extrapolate out, you know, the rest of the year. And, and then we kind of start looking at, I think we focus more back on the weather and the supply side of this year's crop at that point.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. One programming note, we will have special coverage of the acreage and quarterly grains stocks report on AM 580 today. We will talk with Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics at 12:20 this afternoon after the reports are released, see how the numbers shake out and what it means going forward from there. Let's look and see how futures currently trading. July corn is 665 and three quarters, down 1.5. September, 568 and a quarter, down 4. And December at 532, down 6.5. November beans are 1272.5, down 2.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.